coming up.
Forget the usual holiday shopping gift guides. These are the tech presents you actually want to get as a gift this year. Details coming up.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from The Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Now, our tech columnists at The Wall Street Journal review product after product, gadget after gadget, and they've narrowed down the gifts they really want to get for themselves, their loved ones. They've seen it all, and these are the items that were the most impressive. Joining the Tech News Briefing now to lay it all out for us is personal tech columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hi.
Let's start with toys. You know, grown-ups want to buy them for their kids. Some grown-ups want to buy them for themselves. What's out there, and what do you think is the big wow item this year?
Well, the toy to have, especially for anybody of any age who's a Star Wars fan, is this little droid from Sphero called BB-8. Mm-hmm. Now, you may remember R2-D2 from the original Star Wars films was the kind of a companion droid. But if you wanted to get him as a toy, he was basically just kind of a plastic blob. But now with the new droid companion in the upcoming Star Wars film, it's actually a robot that you can have at home, and it's pretty awesome. Basically, this thing just rolls around your house using your phone as a remote control. You can yell at it. You can say, it's a trap, and it'll run away. So it takes some voice commands as well. And it is by far the coolest Star Wars toy I have ever seen.
Now, keeping with toys for just a moment, one thing on the website that really was, that caught my eye, and I'm probably too old for this, but they were these shiny-looking Lego blocks that I understand are a big deal. They're called Cubelets, is that right?
Yeah, so, you know, I spent some time with junior pint-sized testers going through a lot of these toys that are supposed to help kids learn not just, you know, how to have fun, but also maybe some of the basics of engineering. And one of the most basics, and yet for my junior testers, addictive of these toys, was this thing called Cubelets. Now, they're not cheap. It's about $300. Well, but what they do is they allow kids to just connect together these sort of jumbo Lego-sized blocks and to make little robots. They can make little little four-wheeled cars, simply by connecting blocks together that do different things. You've got one that's the engine and one that can receive like a Bluetooth signal. And it's a great way for kids to kind of learn the fundamentals of programming while they're getting to build cool things.
Moving on to the adults for a little bit, I want to talk about cameras. I feel like they're making a little bit, not a comeback, but, you know, it wasn't necessarily the go-to item for a little bit. But what do you think is the best on the market in terms of cameras?
Perhaps one of my absolute favorite gadgets of the year is this tiny camera that actually attaches to the bottom of an iPhone. It's called the DX01. And it's about the size of half a deck of cards, and when you plug this thing into your phone, it basically gives you SLR-style photos. I'm talking beautiful night shots and depth of field and all those effects that you get on a really heavy traditional camera, but on this tiny thing that just sticks into the bottom of your phone. It's absolutely fantastic.
And keeping with the theme of cameras for just a moment, the Ring Connecting Doorbell camera. Now, this is something that was very interesting that showed up on your list. Can you talk a little bit about this gadget?
Yeah, so there are so many connected cameras out there. The Nest Cam is one, and my gosh, there's dozens and dozens out there that, you know, offer security cameras for their house. But you know what? There's one that really I think is better than the rest because it puts a camera where you actually need it, and that's actually right at your door, the place where people are coming and going, or someone you might want to break into your house is coming or going. And the Ring doorbell puts a camera right inside the doorbell. So if someone comes to your door, they press the doorbell, and you immediately on your phone get a notification. Someone's at your door. You get to see a live video feed. You can talk to them. Or even if you're not around, what will happen is it'll get a sensor will go off and say, hey, there's somebody at your door, and it'll record it so that you can see who was there, maybe lurking around at a later time. And that actually caught a guy who was trying to steal a package at my house.
Oh, no kidding.
So we ended up, I got it back, and we have video of the guy who did it and everything. So it really did kind of prove its use, much more so than these other cameras that aren't necessarily going to be pointed at the places where you really want to know what's going on.
And I feel like we can never really leave out Apple. The Apple TV set-top box, that seems to be a hot item this year. How would you rank it as far as a big gift this year?
Yeah, this was a surprise to me this year. You know, Apple's connected TV box, you know, which lets you stream stuff over the internet, was pretty long in the tooth, and my expectations for them weren't super high. It seemed like they just hadn't figured out really what they wanted to do with this, and others like the Roku were looking better. But when I actually spent some time this year with the new Apple TV, I was really impressed, and it's really about two things. Number one, they have opened up an app store, and so, you know, Apple is great at getting developers who want to write for them. And so there are some really compelling apps that are coming out now for your television on this thing. Everything from, you know, your Netflix and your Hulu, which you expect, to even things like workout apps and really kind of fun games. The other thing that the Apple TV has going for it that none of its competitors have right now is a pretty awesome remote control. So first of all, it has voice commands. So you can just talk to it to ask for whatever show you want to watch. But on top of that, it's got this kind of touchpad. So you just kind of move your thumb around and you feel much more connected to what's happening on your screen. It sort of feels like it makes your TV a giant iPhone that you don't really have to look down though or actually touch the screen to make things move and work around. And that left me pretty impressed. And so it's definitely the streaming box to beat now.
Is there one that you think trumps all tech gifts this year? Just the universal gift that really just is the winner in technology this year?
Gosh, that is a hard one. You know, I'll say this. Americans love their televisions. The average American home has 3 TVs in it. And if you have someone in your life who's an Apple fan, maybe has an iPhone, mm-hmm. I think they are not going to get mad at you if you get them one of these new Apple TVs.
Gotcha. Jeffrey Fowler, thanks as always for the time.
You bet.
That, of course, was personal tech columnist for The Wall Street Journal, Jeffrey Fowler. He really has seen every tech gadget, so if he says it's cool, it must be pretty cool. And that'll wrap up your tech news briefing. Remember, you can check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and follow us on Twitter as well at wsjpodcasts. Reporting from the newsroom of The Wall Street Journal in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.